It's the second to last day of competition at the Winter Olympics, where the slalom is known as one of the premier alpine skiing events. We warn listeners who don't want these results to cover their ears for the next 3 minutes while we talk to NPR's Tom Goldman, who's in Salt Lake City, about what's been going on. Okay, Tom, so tell us, how did today's race go?
Okay, so we've warned him, I can say it. If you're French, it went quite well. Jean-Pierre Vidal of France won the first gold medal in men's slalom for that country since 1968, when the dashing Jean-Claude Killy did it. And it was quite an accomplishment, considering Vidal spent over a month in a wheelchair several years ago after he severed ligaments in both knees in a training accident. And then also, France won the silver medal, Sébastien Amier, and three cheers for Great Britain. The first British alpine skier to win an Olympic medal is a Scotsman named Alan Baxter, nicknamed the Highlander.
Well, American Bodie Miller was supposed to make a strong bid for the gold medal in the slalom. That's his best events. How did he do?
Yeah, he started out very well. He was in second place after his first run, but then he had a disastrous second run. And he appeared to fall victim, like many of the racers, to really sloppy snow caused by the balmy, almost 50-degree weather up in the mountains today. About a third of the way into his run, Miller missed a gate. He got back on the course, then he missed another, and he really struggled the rest of the way. But he was quite determined to finish. He did cross the finish line to rousing cheers from the home crowd, but he ended up in 25th. Place.
Well, there's been a lot of publicity about a record U.S. medal haul, but alpine skiing has been something of a disappointment, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. And despite how Bodie Miller did today, he's really been the lone bright spot for the U.S. He won two silver medals. Those were the only medals that Americans won out of a possible 30 in alpine events. Americans have done quite well in these Olympics, winning 30 medals when the previous best was 13. But the high-profile sport of alpine skiing continues to lag. And Bodie Miller doing well continues kind of a history of one-shot wonders. Skiers like Tommy Moe, Billy Kidd, Hillary Lynn, Peekaboo Street. You know, you've had these people who've made it big and been famous for one Olympics or two Olympics, but there's never been a lot of depth on the U.S. Alpine team, depth that can compete on an international level. And that phenomenon continues now with this showing here, leading to a question of how do you change this? Well, we're not really sure. I mean, certainly you see alpine skiing struggling a bit on the recreational level. Participation has been flat in recent years, with snowboarding and cross-country skiing growing in popularity. But as I said, alpine skiing not doing as well.
Well, there's a big event tomorrow, even as the games are winding down, and that's the men's hockey final between the U.S. and Canada. So what do you expect?
Well, a great game, first of all. It's a big showdown between hockey powers. These are the two countries with the most players in the National Hockey League. In fact, these are the only two Olympic teams made up totally of National Hockey League players. Kind of the backdrop to this, you've had the migration in recent years of National Hockey League teams in Canada to Sunbelt cities in the U.S., and there's a sense that the United States is kind of bleeding hockey away from Canada, where it's a passion, it's almost a national religion. I will stop short of calling it the national sport because I got in big trouble for that, but suffice it to say that hockey is huge in Canada. There's also pressure on the Canadian men to win their first Olympic gold medal in 50 years. They played poorly at the beginning of the Olympics, but now they're playing well. And then the U.S. is trying to keep a streak alive of winning hockey gold medals the last two times the Winter Games were in the United States, 1960 in Squaw Valley, 1980 in Lake Placid.
Okay, NPR's Tom Goldman at the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Lisa.